Hello, I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
It's time for science and technology news here on the News at 7. I'm James Beam. The hunt for planets that could harbor life may have just narrowed dramatically. Scientists have long hoped and theorized that the most common type of star in our universe, called an M dwarf, could host nearby planets with atmospheres, potentially rich with carbon and perfect for the creation of life. But in a new study of a world orbiting an M dwarf, 66 light years away from Earth, researchers found no indication such a planet could hold onto an atmosphere at all. Without a carbon-rich atmosphere, it's unlikely a planet would be hospitable to living things. Carbon molecules are, after all, considered the building blocks of life. And the findings don't bode well for other types of planets orbiting M dwarfs, said study co-author Michelle Hill, a planetary scientist and doctoral candidate at the University of California, Riverside. Quote, the pressure from the star's radiation is immense, enough to blow a planet's atmosphere away, Hill said in a post on the university's website. M dwarf stars are known to be volatile, red, sputtering out solar flares and raining radiation on nearby celestial bodies. But for years, the hope had been that fairly large planets orbiting near M dwarfs could be in a Goldilocks environment, close enough to their small star to keep them warm and large enough to cling onto an atmosphere. The nearby M dwarf, however, could be too intense to keep the atmosphere intact, according to this new study, which was published in the Astrophysical Journal Letters. A similar phenomenon happens in our solar system. Earth's atmosphere also deteriorates because of outbursts from its nearby star, the Sun. The difference is that Earth has enough volcanic activity and other gas-emitting activity to replace the atmospheric loss and make it barely detectable, according to the research. However, the red M dwarf planet examined in the study, GJ1252b, a catchy name, could have 700 times more carbon than Earth has, and it still wouldn't have an atmosphere. It would build up initially, but then taper off and erode away, said study co-author and UC Riverside astrophysicist Stephen Kane in a recent press release. Researchers hope to get even more clarity about these types of planets with the help of the James Webb Space Telescope, the most powerful space telescope to date. Webb will soon be setting its sights on the TRAPPIST-1 system, which is also an M dwarf star with a bunch of rocky planets around it, Hill noted. There's a lot of hope that it will be able to tell us whether those planets have atmospheres around them or not, or some of them. I guess the M dwarf enthusiasts are probably holding their breath right now to see whether we can tell whether there's an atmosphere around any of those planets, unquote. There are, however, still plenty of interesting places to hunt for habitable worlds, apart from looking to planets farther away from M dwarfs that could be more likely to retain an atmosphere. There are still roughly 1,000 sun-like stars relatively near Earth that could have their own planets circling within habitable zones, according to the UC Riverside post about this study. So the M dwarfs are, as I mentioned, red in color. It would be very weird, wouldn't it, to be on a planet near one of those small stars. You know, they're all red. The light all around you is very red. I don't know if they could invent some goggles that could convert the red color to something that looks more like yellow or white sunlight. That would be convenient. So it would be kind of a strange place to be anyway with those kind of planets. But right now there's a lot of interest in red dwarf type stars, small stars, red in color, because it's easier to see planets in orbit around them, much less of a glare, as telescopes like James Webb or Hubble gaze at them. And the TRAPPIST-1 system, for instance, has several small Earth-like planets in orbit around this star. It's much easier to see because of the small size of the star. So we can actually physically observe, directly observe the planets in orbit. Whereas brighter stars, we haven't quite mastered that yet. We can't really see planets directly very often in orbit around brighter and bigger stars. So we're checking out the red dwarfs, the M dwarfs, the small little stars that are out there to see what's going on around them. And it doesn't seem to bode well for Earth-like planets with atmospheres, apparently, in orbit around those, even though they are easier to see, easier to observe with the telescopes that we currently have. So it will be interesting. But there are plans, of course, underway to directly observe Earth-like planets in orbit around sun-like stars. It'll take a while to get there, but that day will come. And then perhaps we will start to really, truly know what's going on in the cosmos, if there's life out there somewhere. For Science and Technology News, I'm James Bean.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's super segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net. Thank you.